You're listening to Dana Lash's Absurd Truth Podcast. To listen to the full show in its entirety, find the full Dana Show with the most recent date. Thanks for listening.
Did I father or mother your children? Nope. Did any of my listeners father or mother your children? Nope.
Dana Lash's Absurd Truth Podcast.
But would you agree that you and the president and Brian Deese, the economic advisor on this program last week, you all exaggerated the jobs impact?
Look, there are a lot of different analyses about just how many million jobs this is going to create. I saw a Georgetown study. I think it said an investment of this type will create or save
Secretary,
10 to 15 million.
You're the one who cited Moody's Analytics as 19 million, and it's actually 2.7 million, which is a bunch, but it's not what you said.
It's part of a scenario that Moody's says will create 19 million jobs.
Yeah, well, they're not always right either. It's not going to create anything except headache. That's all it's going to create. And people don't pay attention. They don't pay attention, so they're able to push BS like this. Welcome to the show. I'm Dana Lash. It's Monday. We got a lot of stuff that we're going to just jump right into it. It's good to be with you today. So, where to even start? We got a lot of stuff to cover because it's been a busy week, and we're going to get into the policing aspect of things. We're going to look at this... that's not really a budget. It's a slush fund. It's not an infrastructure bill. It's a complete slush fund. We're going to talk about that. We're also going to get into by and large mansions, aka BLM. We'll discuss them, corporatism, all kinds of stuff. And then Sylvester Stallone, because people are trying to come out my boy. I don't agree with him on guns. He's so wrong. But this is ridiculous. He plays golf at a particular place and they want to cancel him for it. All right. So first and foremost, the slush funds, all the jobs that they say, it's actually going to cost over $500,000 per job to create. Excuse me, allergies. Couldn't even, just came on. Do you remember, and I was actually trying to find, before I came out here, do you remember what, so this was back during Obama Biden, when he was touting his infrastructure, his like digging the hole bill, do you remember what that was per job? Because it was something like this, and everybody made fun of him. But it wasn't this expensive. But it was a ridiculous amount of cash. I do remember that. It was a ridiculous amount of money. And so it's expected to be like somewhere around $660,000 per job for the love. That's where we are for the love, because where you could just might as well just set that money on fire. I think you'd probably have more success with it, really. But we're going to go through because they have this state by state in terms of what they think is wrong with every state. And I guess Michigan, like, what the hell does Michigan do with their roads? Like, do they not ever do anything with their roads? They apparently have. I think in this, they had some, I'm looking at my notes here, they had some of the, like, the most need as it related to roads. They were looking at a study from the National Association of Manufacturers. They were looking at how many jobs they were going to, in fact, that they said, actually, you're going to lose jobs in the first 2 years. That's what that group said. But in Michigan, there's over 7,300 miles of highway in Michigan that are in what they're rated in poor condition.
I'm not surprised.
What the hell do they do up there?
In Michigan, I lived there for a couple of years. They actually, their winter, by the way, is a little longer than most states. But because of that, they put tons and tons
well, I get
of salt
that.
All over the roads and, you know, the scraping and the whole nine. So there's a lot of damage done to the roads because of the winter season alone.
This isn't all like interstate highway, though. I get that the Constitution, Article 1, Section 8 talks about, you know, it gets into like interstate and there's certain things that the federal government is allowed to spend money on. But not all of that is interstate. So why in the hell are federal taxpayers on the hook for any state roads in Michigan? That's the whole flipping reason y'all pay tax up there. What the hell? I mean, I would like to keep more of my own money. I got stuff I got to do, you know? Iowa has over 4,000 bridges. I look at some of this stuff and I'm like, what in the hell are where are your taxes going state by state? This is why I think that there should be no withholding. You should have to write a check to the government for your taxes, and you should be forced to pay your taxes that way. I mean, obviously, I believe in a total abolishment of the IRS, but until that time, you should, at the bare minimum, be required to write a check instead of having nanny state government get its cut before you ever get yours. Man, you want to talk about holding government accountable after that? Oh, boy. But that's the reason why government won't do it, because they won't get as they won't have a as willing a population. All those damn people out there screaming about paying their fair share that don't pay their fair share. Yeah, they would be they would be some of the ones that would not be cutting a check. Interesting. But this over 4,500 some odd bridges in Iowa. They said that Pennsylvania schools need $1.4 billion for maintenance and upgrades. That is not a federal responsibility. It is not my job in Texas to pay for y'all schools in Pennsylvania. I pay for schools here in Texas already. I pay two times. I don't owe schools, I don't owe a bag of Franks to anybody else besides what my tax dollars in Texas goes to. If you want to have a discussion as to what is or isn't selfish, let's talk about how selfish some of these greedy people want to be with everybody else's money. This is the quickest way to get me mad, by the way. $1.4 billion. What the hell are they doing up in Pennsylvania? What the hell are y'all doing with your tax dollars up there? Y'all don't pay tax up there? Who knew? Who knew Pennsylvania didn't pay any taxes? Good night. California. They have 14,220 miles of highway. That's in poor condition, Kane. You know that ain't all. That's not all interstate either. Nope. Here's another thing. Mississippi, $4.8 billion for drinking water. 280. First off, I question these findings. But secondly, $289 million for schools in Mississippi. Ain't my responsibility. You can come to Texas and you can take my money out of my hands. That is, if you can get into a 1,000-yard per distance between yourself and my money. This is ridiculous. This right here, some of y'all are doing federalism badly. They said, well, in Nebraska, there's 16% of Nebraskans that live in an area where there's no broadband. That's not my responsibility in Texas. It's not your responsibility in Arizona. It's not your responsibility in Florida. It's not your responsibility in the Carolinas. It ain't your responsibility down in Arkansas. It doesn't matter to any of you people. You all have your own stuff to do. What the hell do you care about people not in Nebraska, 16.82% not having broadband? I know it sounds very clinical, but for the people who think that this is a heartless position, I think you're heartless for being greedy with everybody else's money that you didn't earn. How about that? That's greed, if you want to talk about greed. You're coveting. That's a sin. Better go and pray for forgiveness. This goes on and on and on. And so much of this is state responsibility. State responsibility. They said, talking about child care in Alaska. I love you, Alaska. I love you. I'm not paying for your child care. It ain't my responsibility. Did I father or mother your children? Nope. Did any of my listeners father or mother your children? Nope. Take care of it yourself. That's so uncompassionate. It's not compassionate to be greedy with other people's money and steal from other people because you were irresponsible with your money, states. So I get real sassy about this. This is the kind of stuff you're looking at in this infrastructure. In quote-unquote infrastructure. Child care is not infrastructure. I was listening to Jennifer Granholm. She's former governor of Michigan. I know her. I get along with her. She's a leftist that I've been on ABC with her a ton of times. That I don't dislike her personally. I can get along with her. But when she was out there trying to push this redefinition of what is or is not infrastructure, and the way that she put it was anything that helps people is infrastructure. I'm not making this up. That's what she actually said. She's like, well, anything that can help people, you know, et cetera, that's infrastructure. That's not infrastructure, though. That's not what infrastructure is. We're not going to sit here and start redefining what is or is not infrastructure so you all can start doing your big bailouts for states. And some of these states are, well, Kane goes, is charity infrastructure? This is state welfare. This is what this is. I mean, when you're talking about, oh, well, so-and-so, they have bad roads. Why the hell do they have bad roads? Because this ain't all interstate highway miles. And I actually looked some of this up. It's not. Not all of it is interstate road. A lot of this is just state stuff that should be state responsibilities. And you can't tell me, I and you should too, completely reject this idea that this is, well, it's because of the pandemic. That's why. No, some of these states haven't been running their stuff responsibly anyway. I don't care if you're a red state or a blue state. If you don't got money for your schools, then you're doing it wrong. Period. I don't care where the hell you are. You know, it's not actually, for the people who say that education is expensive, you don't know how to educate. You really don't. I say this yes, I do have experience, actually. Thank you very much. Because I home educated two children up until a certain point. And then my oldest spent the last few years in a traditional, well, not even traditional, but a more, I guess, modern schooling situation. And he got a scholarship and is now studying law. And my youngest was a National Latin Scholar, honor roll student, and award-winning and numerous things. So, yeah, I do know, actually. You don't have to have a big, giant budget in order to educate successfully. You just have to be successful and do it right. Yeah. We just don't want to use past definitions of infrastructure. That's what Jennifer Granholm said. Now, Jennifer Granholm is energy secretary now. And she's former governor. And she was saying, she was talking to, I believe it was Stephanopoulos. And I saw her making this case on Fox, too. Because she's trying to say that anything that helps people and anything that makes the economy, quote unquote, move. And that's infrastructure. That's not what infrastructure is. So she says, yeah, she's talking about roads and bridges. And then she goes, well, you know, we have to make sure people can go to work if they have a child. That's infrastructure. She says infrastructure, and this is her definition, evolves to meet the American people's aspirations. That is not what infrastructure is. That is not what infrastructure is at all. That sounds like welfare, entitlement. That's not, the government's not there to help you meet your aspirations. That's the dumbest damn thing I've ever heard of. Who would want a government like that too? Founded 30 years ago, Kel-Tec takes pride in their mission of game-changing innovation and performance. A privately owned family company, Kel-Tec began making firearms in 1995 and to this day continues to never copy weapons, but always innovate and create never-before-seen firearms. Now, SHOT Show is usually the time for Kel-Tec to unveil what's next, but with SHOT canceled this year, stay tuned to this program and the Kel-Tec social channels to discover new Kel-Tec weapons, all true to Kel-Tec's commitment to their customers by offering them firearm designs they can't get anywhere else. All Kel-Tec firearms are quality made right here in America in a true family culture that embraces every employee and where people are genuinely happy to go to work. Kel-Tec believes in respect, family, and the right to bear arms, and they work hard to provide top quality products for you, law enforcement, and military personnel that protect America and our freedoms. To find a retailer near you and learn more about Kel-Tec's full line of pistols, rifles, shotguns, accessories, and more, check them out at KelTecWeapons.com. That's K-E-L-T-E-C weapons.com.
And now, all of the news you would probably miss. It's time for Dana's Quick Five, brought to you by Kel-Tec.
Woo-hoo-hoo! All right, so first up, Stallone. This is what I was talking about. I get very sassy when people start going after dudes that I like Sylvester Stallone. So he plays golf. Not that that's a bad thing, but it's just kind of weird. He plays golf. He joined Mar-a-Lago. It's $200,000 to join. That's the initiation fee. And now other leftist celebrities want to cancel him because he plays golf there. He also attended a 2016 New Year's Eve party there. I don't think that that's a big deal, but the left does. We'll talk more. One of the Parkland people, he's not a kid anymore, the David Hogg guy who decided to virtue signal with a pillow company, I don't even think it lasted for a couple of months. He already had to wave the white flag of defeat. He tried to have a pillow fight with Mike Lindell and it didn't go over that well. So he had to sign over all shares and ownership of the Good Pillow Company or whatever. So that didn't work. And now apparently CNBC reports that skinny jeans are out, wide leg denim is in, Burn wide leg denim. Boo. Skinny jeans for life. Stick with us. Insurrections and more. Also looking ahead at this by and large mansion. BLM, head of New York City's BLM. They are calling for a probe of the founder, Patrice Cullors. She is a co-founder of BLM. She bought this big, she bought a nice mansion. She bought herself a nice mansion in Topanga Canyon. That's a very nice part of LA. So she bought this mansion, several million dollars. By the way, this is just one of the homes that she owns. She owns three luxury homes in total. And all of them are about this price point. So this woman has more property than I do. This woman has more property than a lot of folks. She spent I read it was about close to $4 million on all these different luxury homes. And she purchased a home in ritzy LA in Topanga Canyon. And it has a guest house, expansive backyard. It is white as white could be. It's whiter than my community. Now, the Associated Press said that BLM, apparently this is all unaccounted for. They have no idea who's taken what in money. They had almost $100 million in donations last year. They don't know how she's paid. They don't know how any of this money's being spent. She presents herself. Now, the quote from the New York City Black Lives Matter chapter director said this, quote, "If you go around calling yourself a socialist, you have to ask how much of her own personal money is going to charitable causes." Now, she actually says she was one of the people who said she is a, quote, trained Marxist. That is what she said. She said she is a trained Marxist. And so how are you a Marxist when you're engaging in stuff like this? One of the houses that she has its own inside pool. It has an indoor pool. Oh, yeah. She apparently was also looking at the Albany Resort outside of Nassau in the Bahamas, where Justin Timberlake and Tiger Woods have beachfront homes. Wow. She is getting lit up. I do think that it is, it's contradictory. How are you going to go out and present yourself as a Marxist? They have one of these chapter heads says that, quote, we're talking generational wealth off of the deaths and struggle of black folks here. Now, she's one of, they've taken a lot of money. Remember when, what was it? The fundraising apparatus online, when they started working with BLM, we talked about that. And I remember bringing it up, and you couldn't actually track it. It's pretty opaque. You couldn't actually track how the donations are spent. Nobody even knows how she's paid, really. They don't even really know how she's paid. But don't you think that that's a little bit contradictory? I mean, if you are a Marxist, what are you doing buying property? All Marxists are they're full of crap is what they are. They're full of it. They're not Marxists for any, they're only Marxists for you, not for them. That's all it is. Now they want an investigation into her. Now it's not just the head of the New York chapter. Apparently it's a bunch of different leaders. They say that they want to figure out why it is that she has this kind of money, why she's spending it the way she is. Her place in Topanga Canyon, for instance, it's called a mini compound.
Why do the Democrats want open borders? Even though it damages it national really security, and the people who are crossing the southern border are brutalized by the drug cartels.
It's like what 15 minutes from Calabasas.
On the latest edition of the Sarah Carter right there. Show, we
and it's
this.
Right and not too far from Malibu's
to
Getty.
The COVID goalposts with Villa. North Carolina congressman and doctor.
The square
Greg
footage
Murphy will also highlight
is
the huge threat
about
to personal 2,400
square feet.
Passports.
That's
and
a
how
lot
our children are
in
now
LA.
In the COVID police crosshairs.
That is a lot
Subscribe
in LA.
At Apple, Spotify,
your house
or
would
you
go
your
for
podcast.
$1 million in LA. No joke. You would. My friends, when we visit them, whenever I'm in LA and I visit any friends, I mean, and they all have, you know, I mean, their homes are nice, but I just can't get over the tiny property size that they have. And these are all super successful people. I mean, one of my friends has this huge gardener, and they have, you know, all, I mean, so beautifully landscaped, and they don't have a pool, but they have a huge pond and all this stuff, and they keep koi in this, and I'm trying to think, it's not even, maybe, I don't even know. I mean, it's such a tiny piece of property. It's almost $2 million. They can only get one car in the driveway. It's not even like right by the beach or anything. Not even kidding. Isn't that insane? That's insane to me. That is so crazy to me. And I tell my friends, I'm like, do you know what you would get if you moved out to like America? Oh my gosh, do you know what you would get if you moved to a place like Texas or Arkansas? Oh my gosh, you know the beautiful property you would get? Oh my word. Oh, they're like, but the weather. I don't love no weather that much. Do you?
Why do the Democrats want open borders, even though it damages national security and the people who are crossing the southern border are brutalized by the drug cartels? I'm Sarah Carter. On the latest edition of The Sarah Carter Show, we discuss this and how Dr. Fauci continues to move the COVID goalposts with North Carolina Congressman and Dr. Greg Murphy. Will also highlight the huge threat to your personal liberty through vaccine passports and how our children are now in the COVID police crosshairs. Subscribe at Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly, but then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
It's his life mission to make bad decisions. It's time for Florida Man.
All right. First off, let's see here. A Florida man discovers he's buying this 1965 Pontiac GTO, and he discovers that he previously owned it. He owned it as a teenager in the early, 1980s? It's a good looking car. I'm sorry, I'm just looking at pictures of it. So he sold it and then was able to like get it back. He took his 1965 Pontiac GTO to the recent Festival of Speed, blah, blah, blah. And he won first place and he was drawing some attention. And this guy bought it sight unseen, had it checked over. And he's like, holy crap, I owned this when I was a teenager. And now it's back. I know Chris, probably my husband, feels that way about his Barracuda. Yeah. He restored his Barracuda and sold it to help pay for college. And he's wants that car back so bad. I've never seen a man talk more about anything else in my life than that man and that car. True story. Good news, Florida man. He drives 130 miles across the state in a lawnmower for charity.
That's appropriate.
It's... How long does it take? He went from Titusville to Spring Hill. He began his drive on Thursday morning, and it's called the Mowathon. He wanted to raise $500,000 for the West Orange Habitat for Humanity. Now, the same trip by car is 3.5 hours. Using a lawnmower, he says he thinks it's going to take him about 14 hours. Oof. You got to go across a swamp. Can a lawnmower outrun a gator? I'm just curious. That was literally my first and only concern.
That's a tough one. I don't think so.
I'm just saying. It's like my first and only concern about that. I don't know. I have a lot, including a woman who identified herself as a Harry Potter character when she was getting arrested. Another woman who got tasered after she was throwing poo on officers at a jail.
Thanks for tuning in to today's edition of Dana Lash's Absurd Truth Podcast. If you haven't already, make sure to hit that subscribe button on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.